Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Anchor Moms, the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Hey, so I had to fill in on the morning show last week.
I forgot about this. How did we not talk about this?
Yes.
We didn't talk about this at all.
Which was lovely. But it was funny. During the morning show, we had this story about pumpkin spice latte coming out. It was the first day that it came out. It was like, you know, August 20-something. So Katie, you know, is like, I love this. This is the best. I'm going to go get one today. Why are you guys making me feel bad about it? And Charles, the new morning anchor, co-anchor with Katie, and I both said, I mean, on TV, we admitted this. On TV, we said it.
Wow.
Because I think this is a valid point. Charles and I agreed. Slow your roll. Let each season breathe. It is still 90 degrees outside. Why are we rushing into the next thing?
In the last podcast, you just said you were sick of summer. You were sick of it.
No, I didn't. I said my kids.
Oh, your kids are sick of summer.
My kids were sick of summer.
Okay.
That is completely different.
Okay, so here's my, like, theory behind it.
So listen to Katie try to defend her pumpkin spice latte.
Do you know those, like, bumper stickers that are popular here in Asheville that are like, don't postpone joy? You know those?
Yep.
This is my theory about drinking pumpkin spice lattes in August, putting your Christmas tree up in November, listening to Christmas tree music, listening to Christmas music on November 1st.
Had a few too many pumpkin spice lattes so far this morning, Katie.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have had my pumpkin spice latte. Like, this is my thought, is like, you guys are like, oh, wait till the end of September. I could be dead by the end of September. And then I did not enjoy that pumpkin spice latte that I kept postponing because I was like, it's not time yet. No, you're not promised tomorrow. You better get out there and enjoy what's out there, what there is today. Because tomorrow, you might not be around for a pumpkin spice latte.
Well, that's depressing. But also,
it shouldn't be depressing as much as it's like, that's a fact.
Okay. So, I do not want you to postpone joy. I have no problem with you drinking a pumpkin spice latte in May. Here's my problem. The societal demands and pressure. I mean, I went to Target to buy back-to-school supplies and walked into a fall exhibit. Display. A fall display. I'm like, what is happening? I'm trying to buy back to school stuff and I'm literally in a bathing suit about to go to the pool and there is, you know, fall leaves and wreaths and pumpkins.
I love it.
Everywhere. You enjoy whatever you want to enjoy.
Thanks.
Whenever you want to enjoy it.
I will.
I am not going to step on your joy.
My joy?
No, I want you to have joy, but I do not want to always be preempting the wonderful moment for the next thing. I want to be enjoying the season of life and not rushing into the next thing. I don't want to be rushing into Halloween prep when it's my kids are just going back to school. I don't want to be rushing into Christmas when I'm still enjoying Thanksgiving.
Why do people get so like, my question would be is like, okay, so don't buy the pumpkin spice latte. Don't put your Christmas tree up. Like, I never understand why people get so...
But you think I shouldn't be bothered by the fact that other people are doing it.
Yeah. Like, I'm always like, why has everybody got to be such a hater? Like, why do you care if I'm drinking pumpkin spice latte and it's like August 20th and 95 degrees?
No. I don't care that you're drinking a pumpkin spice latte. I don't want the world to be pressuring me to do it.
You don't want the world to be drinking pumpkin spice
latte. No! The world can drink whatever they want. I don't want to feel like the, and it's not you, it's the stores, it's the restaurants, it's the commercials.
It's not you, it's me.
I don't want everything that's going on to be making it feel like I'm the one who's
behind.
Yes.
I understand.
Does that make sense?
No.
I don't care if you as a friend and as a person drink it.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, how did you like filling in on the morning show last week? Was that, did you enjoy it? How were the hours? Like, how'd you feel about it?
I mean, you know. It's fine. It was lovely.
Okay.
I loved being with you and the rest of the crew. The crew's amazing. Yeah, no, it was fine. It was a very brief little
stint.
Yeah,
it was like an appearance, a quick appearance.
Yeah. But no, it was fine. You know, it just always takes you back to when you used to do that full time and you're always like, oof. I did this one day. How did I do this all the time? But you do it all the time, so.
Well, I enjoyed having you. And I reminded so many of our people are new on the morning show. Nary.
That's true.
One person. I don't like maybe the director.
Yeah, nobody. Like, they're like, oh, who's this girl?
I was like,
in?
Listen, guys, Karen, she's like the original. She originated this role. You were like filling out on the live desk. And they were all like looked at me like blankly like they thought the live desk had been here for decades. And I was like, oh, no. She's like the OG guys, the OG. And they were like, okay, I'm printing scripts right now. They don't really care.
Yeah,
or maybe they did care. I don't know.
No, it was lovely. It's always nice to fill in and hang out with folks you don't normally get to hang out with.
Yeah.
And our morning show's fun.
It is. It is.
If you don't watch, you should watch.
There's
a little plug. A plug for WLOS Morning Show.
Okay. Let's get to our
This is me.
Okay, good.
Newsflash. Oh, gosh, Katie. Newsflash. PTA can actually be super fun.
Oh, my gosh. I did this one just for you.
Katie put this article in because she – anyway, we'll get into it. Okay, so this article is about a mom who's a full-time working mom who says PTA is a hard pass. You know, like so many of us moms, you're like, oh, I'm going to do that. This feels like it's going to be a lot of drama and a lot of extra work and a lot of things and ugh, no. But it's funny. She kind of goes through – you know, then she started thinking, I just kind of assumed this school or some sort of...
Like they're like magic fairies.
Fairy committee just like put on all these events. And I will say I've been guilty of that. Sometimes I go to a school event and I'm like, oh, this is lovely.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at us. But I did nothing.
Right.
Except bring my kids. So she finally decides to join the PTA. And she does. And she realizes, wait a minute.
She loves it.
It's drama free.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
Yeah.
This
she
is
met
fun.
A lot of new friends.
She has new friends.
She marveled at, you know, everybody has these different skill sets. And when you apply them to your kid's school, it's been really amazing to see, you know, how well it all works. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think this is Katie saying, I think I'm going to join the PTA.
No.
And don't get mad at me.
I don't know. I don't know what this is. So, was your mom in PTA when you were a kid?
No, I don't really remember PTA when I was a kid. But no, I don't recall.
Yeah. I know for sure my mom was not. Because she was like us, like busy as hell and was like, I just like, I don't even think it like was a conversation, you know.
But I don't think they were as big, at least where I lived and grew up, I don't think they were as big of a deal as they are now.
I mean, I remember the PTA. I don't know. You know, when you're a kid, it's hard to, there's no measurement for that sort of stuff. But I definitely remember it was around. And admittedly, I am not, as we know, you are more like of a PTA person than I am. Like, I am not a joiner. I like to, like, just sit at my house. I don't really want to, like, talk too much. But I do see the value in getting involved in your kid's school. And I told you, in fact, like, before I even picked this article, I signed up to sell ice cream on a Friday at River School. And I was like, as I was, like, clicking the button, I was like, okay, fine. You know, like, I was like, I guess I'm going to do this because it is so against my nature. But I am kind of curious. Like, I want to know, like, what kind of ice cream is this? Like, what's the vibe? Like, who's River friends with? Like, who are the teachers? Like, I'm kind of – I didn't, like, sign up to sell ice cream, to be totally honest, to, like, help the school out as much as I
signed up
to sell ice cream, like, to help myself out. Like, to help me understand – what's going on at River School?
I will say, at my kid's school, everyone I've been in contact with through the PTA is lovely.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's a time thing.
Yeah.
And I always...
Well, you also have four children and a full-time job.
And
you know?
I always am the one who, like, doesn't fill out the form, but, like, emails the grade-level person and is like, look, I'm probably not going to be able to show up too much, but, like, if you need something from the dollar store, you hit me up and I will pick it up and drop it off.
And do they hit you up?
Yeah, yeah. They'll be like, can we get, you know, we need parents to bring donuts for the teachers this day. We need some help with this. And I'm like, I can drop off some supplies anytime you need. I just don't have like 5 hours during the school day to come like make wreaths or whatever.
I do think it's like a shame that the PTA gets such a bad rap, because I do think that it's a valuable way to spend your time and money and energy. And I don't know if I'm a PTA. I don't even know if River School has a PTA.
I think it just totally depends on your school, right? Like, yeah. I'm sure some are great and some are terrible.
Yeah, like, just like everything in life, right? But I thought this was an interesting – it's, like, very rare. It feels rare that people are like, hey, listen, the PTA, it's fun. You should do it. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Mm-hmm. There's your, like, if you're thinking about doing it
– do it.
Do it. Or, you know
– or don't.
Think about it.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Mom's the word.
So my mom's, so back to school, I was looking for a new lunchbox for my kiddos. And I found one, you know, you've heard of Bentgo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they have one. I don't think they had it last year because I was having to buy more. The original one has all the, like, nice different, like, you can get sharks or mermaids or unicorns or whatever. These do not have as colorful and are not as patterned for the children's, aesthetically. Mm-hmm. But, and it's about the same price. But what it has, this new model, has a a cold tray? Anyway, there's a piece at the bottom that you take out every night and put in the freezer. And then it's in the bottom of the Bentgo. Yeah. And I think it's the most, I mean, I'm sharing this mostly because I think it's the most genius thing in the whole world. It makes so much sense. Yeah. And then you slip it in the bottom of the lunchbox. And so I asked Ellery yesterday, she was like, oh my gosh, Mom, my lunch was so cold. It was amazing.
Wait, I need to look into this because River has like a bento box, but you know, we have to put it in her lunchbox. Mm-hmm. With, like, a cold pack, on top of it, right? Is that what everybody else does? I don't know.
Yeah, well, they have, those little, like, soft coolers, right, that you slip them into. Yeah. Right, exactly. I did not have those. I would just send them in because they eat lunch early. But I was like, wait, is this food staying cold enough? Anyway, so now they have the solution. It's the same price. It just has this freezer tray. 27.
And, you know, these things last, like, River has that bento box. Like, this is her third year using it. So they last a long time.
And it has a better, for me at least, compartment setup. Yeah. Just because of what my kids eat and what I know I need to put in there.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll link it in our show notes. But if you're looking for a new lunchbox that needs a cooler tray.
It's called Bentgo.
Bentgo, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With a
razor. Okay. Where do you get it on Amazon?
Yeah. Amazon.
Amazon.
Only place to buy anything.
Amazon. Okay. Article number two is from thesun.com. I get mom shame for the way I dress my toddler and how often I bathe her, and I think my method should be normalized. This mom is mad because, I don't know, she posted on TikTok. Everything always comes back to TikTok. Have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of silly stuff that I was like, what? Nursing her kids to sleep, bathing her kids only every other day or when they're dirty, dressing her little girl in boys' clothes,
bed sharing,
mm-hmm. which I do know that some of these things are, I guess, somewhat controversial.
Yes.
Although, you know, we live in Asheville where just about any sort of parenting technique flies.
True. She doesn't limit screen time.
Yeah, I'm controversial, right?
Mm-hmm. I think her point is, look, I'm going to do whatever crazy things I'm going to do and I'm going to post about it and don't hate me, which I have a couple thoughts. I would say good for you, girl. Do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. Parent however you want to parent. But also, like, if you're going to post it on TikTok, you kind of have to be ready for people, some people to be like.
You're going to put it out there. You have to be ready for people.
Yeah, right? I mean.
Yeah. I mean, sure. There were some of these that I was like, I mean...
None of these, to me, were, like, so crazy that I would be up
like,
in arms about.
Like, you're not calling DSS about any of this.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
We don't bathe our kids every day.
No. I mean, this doesn't really matter. River does take a bath most every day, but mostly because I've talked about this on the show. It's part of, like, the routine. She kind of, like, signals to her that, like, we're about to go to bed. But, you know, on the weekends, like, if it's, like, been a long day, we're like, you're fine. Not because she's dirty. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I thought this was, like, interesting. It's just so emblematic of sort of the world we live in. Like, everybody has something to say about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never – you can never be right. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So this last article, what will kindergartners of today name
Were you dying
their
over this?
Kids?
Were you
yes!
dying?
Yes, this is interesting. So there's it's from Scary Mommy, but you know, it first of all, it talks to a baby naming consultant.
What? Did you know that there
no.
was such a thing? Is she like in New York City? Like where is this person?
I'm sure.
So yeah, she helps New York parents, like how funny. New York City based baby naming consultant.
She helps parents look into literature, history, art.
Oh.
Everything for possible names that could connect to their family.
Oh.
I mean, the thought of paying someone to help you come up with your baby's name is insane. But anyway.
But you know, there's a baby did you look at any baby naming books?
I did. Only because, like, we were given them, and I was like, well, I'll flip through this.
Oh, same.
But it wasn't, like...
Did you choose any of your children's names based on, like, a...
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But so it talks about, you know, right now there's 4,000 Liams and Olivias, the Zillins, the Trixix, the McCharlies, the Brightons, the Percivals.
What about... I like this one. In the 80s, IE names were ubiquitous.
Yes. Katie.
Katie. Melanie. Julie, Stephanie, like that just sings to my little heart because I'm like an 80s kid and like everybody I
exactly.
knew was named Katie.
And then there was another time period where it was L-Y. Everything was L-Y.
Yeah.
Kimberly.
Yeah. I'll tell you what period I did not like. It doesn't mention this in this article, but I don't get people, sorry if this is you at home on YouTube or listening. What about people who had like the eyes, just the eyes, like Jenny with just an eye, Wendy with just an eye, Katie with just an eye. Like, those are, like, just, like, why was that ever a thing?
I don't feel like I knew anybody like that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I feel like that's such an 80s thing, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's, mm-hmm. like, it's an IE, but you don't put the E on there. And
right,
put, like, the eight. The
Well, I have to be honest.
A Kelly. I know a Kelly that's like that.
I kind of, like, am of the mindset of, and people could get upset about this, but why would you change the norm? Like, why would you go with a not normal spelling of a name?
Yeah, no. I'm kind of with you. I do think it's confusing for people.
Yeah.
Although, again, I am very hesitant to be critical of other people's names. I say this, I've said this at least six times on this podcast because I have a daughter named River. In fact, I just was talking to somebody in River's kindergarten class and I was like, River was not standing there with me. And I was like, yeah, River, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, yeah, I'll bet he, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, shoot. How do I like tell her that River is a girl?
Oh, I just say she's a girl.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. I didn't want to like embarrass her, but I was like, oh man, later on this mom is going to find out that River's a girl. And
you didn't correct her?
I didn't. Should I? Oh, are you supposed to?
I don't know. I would. Well, if it's somebody that, I mean, if it's somebody you're
like
ever going to see
them
again.
Like you interrupt them mid-sentence. No, this is like someone I'm going to see again. If you're like you interrupt them mid-sentence and you're like, she's a girl.
Yeah. Well, like the bus driver called about Bennett and said, I'm going to be picking him up about 7:20. And I said, yeah, it's a girl. And he was like, oh, okay. I mean, what? Like they're going to know that. What are you just going to?
I don't know.
You
I just
know?
It felt like not the right moment. But then later, you're right. She's going to be like, how come that stupid mom didn't tell me
like,
that
did
River
she
was
think
a girl?
Her girl was a son? Like, what's going on
I
here?
Mean, who knows?
Yeah. Anyway, so it goes through a lot of funny things. It talks about how the Emmas and Emilys will drive the Emmelines and the Emerys. And
which
kind of the
is
evolution.
Already happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it does say that, so the whole point of it is, like, are we just going to keep on with these crazy town names? And this article said that they do believe that there will be an increase in gender-neutral names, Rivers and Bennett's, but also that old names will be new again.
Yeah, just kind of. And, I mean, I feel like that's true right now. Like, Mabel and Hazel, like, those are names that are really popular right now that were popular you know, I feel like in the early, like, 19th century.
It is funny when the kids got home yesterday and they were telling me who's in their class. And so we got out the yearbook from the last year to see, you know, and I was reading through the names. And I was thinking about this article and I was thinking, wow, there are a lot of really crazy names.
There are a lot. Yeah. Even in River's kindergarten class.
Like, I don't even know how to pronounce them.
There's, like, maybe, like, off the top of my head, like, three or four, like, traditional names. And everybody else has, like, a name like River. Mm-hmm. Like, to be honest.
Yeah.
But this is the part that, like, really got me. This is blowing my mind. This person, this expert, predicts that by the time our babies are having babies, names from the mid to late 20th century will feel fresh again.
Yeah.
Deborah, Kathleen, Gary, Roger, Jennifer. What? She says, imagine your adult child handing you your first grandbaby. His name is Brian, he says. I know. It's a little out there, but it just felt right. Like,
oh, that's funny.
Can you imagine if I have a grandkid named Jennifer or Brian? I like.
Well, that's your sister and your brother.
I know, but it was my sister and my husband. But like, those names are so. Like, I will like be like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know any little kids named Jennifer or Brian. Right?
You know what name is not going to come back
around?
Karen?
Karen. I bet it does.
No, everyone hates Karen.
No, how much you want to bet? I know, I was thinking about you. No, not everybody hates Karen.
Look, you don't know how many times in public when somebody asks your name, like, you know, for an order or something, and I'm like, Karen, and they're like, they just immediately look at you differently.
Really?
Yes.
Well, this is, you're reminding me that names matter.
They do.
You're also reminding me when we were on that girls' trip and at Folly earlier this summer.
Oh, yeah.
And we were, like, ordering something at, like, the counter, like, lunch at a counter, and, you know, you had to give your name. And Karen gave her name, and the lady was like, oh, you too? My name's Karen, too. And you guys, like, totally bonded for, like, 15 minutes over the fact that you were both named Karen. And I was like, oh, this is, like, a whole thing.
Yeah. It is. I don't know. Choose those names wisely, folks, because you never know which one is going to end up being like a.
Does your mom ever reflect back on this?
No, I don't think my mom is aware of the.
And were you
Karen
named
hating.
After like anybody specific or like?
That's funny. No, my mom had a college roommate, and she just liked the name. Named Karen. So yeah. I don't know.
So here we are.
41 years later. Here's the thing, though. Who would have ever guessed that of all the social media names to pick for social media to, like, gang up on, who would have ever thought Karen?
I know. That's why you're, like, you never know.
Who knew? It could be anybody's name. It could be River. We don't know. It could be Bennett. It could be Henry. We don't know which name they're going to pick next
I'm going to like, live in fear. Well, okay. I mean, one of the most more interesting articles, just because it's like wild.
It's so bizarre that there is research and data and
because
baby consultants
matter. I remember my husband Brian was like very like, you know, he's kind of like a traditional guy. Mm-hmm. He was like so we named River, which admittedly was like something that I wanted more than him. And I remember like when we like told some of his friends specifically, they were like, what? Like Brian agreed to name like a kid like River? And he's like, yeah, I mean, can you imagine like she's like apply, like, you know, think about like a job application. Like, would you hire a River before you'd like hire like a Kathy? He's maybe not wrong.
Good luck, River.
Sorry, Rev. She'll be fine. She'll be good, right?
Yeah. She can get through the drop-off line at kindergarten. She can get through anything.
Okay.
Win of the week.
My win is a weekend or so ago, I went home to Pennsylvania. I had not been in about a year.
Oh, yeah.
To celebrate my dad's 80th birthday.
It's a big one.
Yes. It was wonderful. You know, he is admittedly not in the greatest of health. He's 80. And he has some dementia, which I feel okay sharing here because he is open about it as well, that he has a little bit of dementia. So I wasn't sure. My stepmom, who is like, loves a good party, invited, I don't know, 200 people. It's at their house.
They hired a band.
Like, I was feeling a little bit like this might be just too much. It was so, my dad loved it.
Oh,
he, like,
good.
Every time I looked at him at this party, he was like smiling
beaming.
And like tapping his foot and was like singing with the band. And my stepmom was like dancing. And I honestly, my sister and I were like, oh my gosh, like that was wonderful. I was so happy that, like, no matter what happens here in the future, that, like, he had that day. Because yeah. 80 is such a big milestone. It's like mm-hmm. you almost don't appreciate it until you stop to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just such a win on, like, what I just was – I didn't know what to anticipate. But it ended up being just wonderful.
Good.
It was, like, home in Pennsylvania. The weather was, like, fabulous. Like, western Pennsylvania, the weather any time of year is kind of hit or miss. It can be either be, like, you know, 60 degrees in the middle of summer or, like – 90 and humid. It was like 75. The weather was great. It was just such a
Perfect.
Really good trip.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to your dad.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
Thought it was a good trip.
Yeah. So thank you for listening. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.